USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On the day before a big vote in the House on impeachment of the president, House lawmakers have been setting terms for the Wednesday vote. President Trump lashed out at the proceedings.
It's a hoax. The whole impeachment thing is a hoax. We look forward to getting on to the Senate. We're not entitled to lawyers. We're not entitled to witnesses. We're not entitled to anything in the House. It's a total sham.
The president also sent a scathing letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi as her House lawmakers prepare for the vote. He wrote in part, "You and others in your committees have long said impeachment must be bipartisan. It is not. You said it is very divisive. It certainly is, and it will only get worse." Only two U.S. presidents have ever been impeached, Andrew Johnson and Bill Clinton. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son, and he said, "Dad, this is good," so I like it. I'm healing so fast, it's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm start taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The latest report on America's manufacturing sector is out, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
U.S. manufacturing exceeding expectations for the month of November, according to the Federal Reserve, which says production rose by 1.1% last month. The Fed measures the industrial sector by looking at manufacturing, mining, and electric and gas utilities. The increase comes as the United Auto Workers Union reached a four-year contract with General Motors, ending a six-week strike composed of nearly 46,000 workers. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former Trump campaign chair Paul Manafort is hospitalized in stable condition. He was moved from a federal prison in central Pennsylvania for treatment of an unspecified heart-related problem. That means he will miss a hearing Wednesday in New York City on a state case in which he's accused of giving false information on a mortgage loan application. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Starbucks is once again being forced to apologize after the way one store treated two deputies in Riverside, California. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg gives us an update.
It's the third time in the last year that the coffee chain has been accused of mistreating police officers. Regarding the latest incident in Riverside, two deputies were refused service at Starbucks where they stood and waited and were ignored for over 5 minutes. Inez Stepman is with the Independent Women's Forum, and she tells Fox News something seems to be going on at Starbucks.
This is the third such incident with police specifically just this year. And it does speak to the corporate culture there. Obviously, they're not going to shut down all 8,000 stores the way they did after they were accused of racism in Philadelphia. And it generally speaks to a problem conservatives are going to have to confront, the problem of woke capitalism. When you have Fortune 500 companies, when you have large companies that have a very left-wing culture and tend to bow to social justice warriors, to causes on the left, and not be afraid of offending conservative customers, even though, you know, a large corporation like Starbucks certainly serves Republicans and Democrats. They don't seem to be too worried about offending the right.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.